still very intrigued about my experience yesterday of having had a single espresso at Starbucks in Taplow Court, because I just don't understand. They've got a machine there which is pre-programmed for a single espresso, and they press a button. Obviously, they've got their grind set up to I don't know what. And then they just dose, and of course I didn't know what the dosage was, and you can't actually see them work because it's kind of, the counter's very high, and you know, there were people around, and you can't really, where you pay is a different area to where they extract the coffee. So it was difficult actually to see. But I'm reflecting on it, and I'd like to understand why their coffee tastes of nothing really other than just bitterness, and why it looked so horrible, unappealing. It was thin in the mouthfeel as well. Crema, well, there was no crema. There was maybe not even a millimeter of kind of a yellow-looking foam that disappeared as soon as I took my espresso cup over to the table and sat down and had a chance to contemplate it. So either they actually dose very, very thinly, or, I mean, it's a combination of things, because really extracting a good cup of coffee and a good espresso is a bit of an art. That's why there are barista courses. That's why, you know, you study and you really try and get the best out of a bean, and you roast it well and you blend it well to get all this subtlety out of a bean. Whereas there was no subtlety. There was nothing. There was one bitter note that hit you. And it's such a shame. As I said yesterday, it's such a shame. And today, you know, I tried two different beans. I made one Monmouth for Shirley, then I made a Cuidado for Carol. Two different beans. They behave differently. I had to adjust the grind. I had to adjust the dose. But I'm trying to get a thick richness out of it. And yeah, they both tasted fine. They tasted like coffee. And I made myself a Monmouth as well and made it into a latte this time, as opposed to flat white, so just a little bit more milk. And still, there was a lovely flavor coming through. And there, yesterday, there was nothing. It was thin. It was probably also under-extracted. If you look at books and you see that the crema is very blonde, very thin, there's just nothing. It's under-extraction. And water probably just ran through the puck. So it's a bit intriguing, and it is such a shame. I find it a real shame. But anyway, beans are here to be savored. And I'm so glad that through my brother, who's become a master roaster, I've actually been able to open this new world of coffee to myself.